Hello, this is Simon Bajkowski from the Manchester Evening News here at Manchester City's training ground with the Etihad behind me. And yeah, a few ominous clouds over the Etihad, but it's sunshine here, if you can believe that, at the City Football Academy, the City training ground, where we've heard from Pep Guardiola and Bernardo Silva this afternoon ahead of their Champions League game with Real Madrid. Games don't really come much bigger than Real Madrid, and you know, it's a treat and a privilege that City are playing them again. The first leg at the Bernabeu last week was certainly a treat. 3-3, City taking the lead early on, and then having to come from behind, taking the lead again to go 3-2 up, and coming away with a 3-3 draw that leaves things very finely poised. City are seen as the favourites, and rightly so. They are the holders. They won the Champions League last year by knocking out Real Madrid en route to beating Inter Milan in that final. And it was a big performance here at the Etihad that did it for them. A 1-1 draw last year in Madrid. City brought them back here, and it was a 4-0 thumping. Bernardo Silva at the heart of it. Goals from Julian Alvarez and Manu Akanji. It was a real performance that kind of set the whole of Europe on notice for what City want to do in the Champions League, what they were able to do last year, and what they want to do again. And you know, I think Real arrived today with a bit of trepidation as to whether they can withstand the storm that City are going to throw at them tomorrow. The message from Guardiola from the press conference is that from what he feels, from what he sees in training, he thinks his team are going to perform really well tomorrow night. Whether that is enough to beat Madrid is another matter, but I think it should worry Real that City are feeling confident. They're also in much better shape injury-wise. Obviously, last week, De Bruyne was a late pull-out due to sickness. They were missing Walker, they were missing Ake. All three of those are back. We don't know whether Walker or Ake will be fit enough to start, but the way Guardiola and Bernardo are talking about them means that they are back in training and they are looking good again. So they are options for Guardiola that he didn't have last week. And remember, Walker, so important last year to stopping Vinicius Jr. From reaching his potential. So City, for I think the first time this season, could have a fully fit squad, and they've got it at the best possible time because they've got this quarter-final with Real Madrid, they've got Chelsea in the FA Cup at Wembley, the FA Cup semi-finals later this week, not that big a turnaround between the games. So it is a very important week where, as Bernardo said today, their treble hopes could fall apart. They could lose all three competitions in a week. As it is, though, especially with those results for Liverpool and Arsenal on Sunday, it's all the momentum with City. They have the advantage in the Premier League. They have home advantage at the Etihad, and a lot of noise is expected in this place behind me tomorrow night. 1894 fan group planning something very special, and Guardiola and the players expecting a big noise and a big presence, because that's what you need in these kind of games with the Champions League. Real Madrid certainly brought that last week at their stadium, and City will be hoping for the same and expecting the same, because that's what happened last year and what gave Real such a torrid time, really. You know, a bit of talk that Real are a different proposition this side this year with Jude Bellingham in the team, without, say, Karim Benzema. They play a bit differently. Carlo Ancelotti, very good tactically as well as a man manager. And, you know, there's no real getting away from it. Like, Real are one of the best teams in Europe. If you get past them, you can be monumentally more confident of winning the whole competition. If City do get past them, they've probably got to beat the next best team in the competition, whether that is Bayern or Arsenal, to get to the final. But they can worry about when, if and when they get there. The main thing has to be putting everything into Real tomorrow to try and get the result. But it was interesting hearing Bernardo Silva talk about legacy. And, you know, City, part of City's legacy was winning this Champions League last season, but they didn't want to stop there. They want to keep going. They want to dominate in the Champions League as they have done in the Premier League. And, you know, it's two finals in 3 years. They want to make it three in four. They want to make it back-to-back Champions Leagues. They want to make back-to-back trebles. That is what is motivating the players to push all the way. There's potentially 12 games left this season if City win all three competitions, and they are absolutely chomping at the bit to be able to keep that going and to make history, to be remembered. You know, Guardiola slightly cautioning against that, that if it goes too soon, then they'll be in trouble. But I think also he's not harming that from the players. He's not pulling that back. And he's certainly welcoming their ambition to make that history, because, you know, this is what it is. And, you know, I feel like we've watched already a lot of City versus Real games in our lifetimes that we will remember for a long old time. And tomorrow could well be another one. And, you know, everyone will hope it's for the right reasons that see City march on and keep this treble pursuit going, because it is pretty mad that City are still there. You know, with 6 weeks to go in the season, they could retain the treble. But all they have to do is keep going week by week. And this is a bigger week than most. But as I've said, from the way City are preparing for this game, they're quite confident that they can keep going. We're now going to hear from Pep Guardiola and Bernardo Silva ahead of this blockbuster Champions League game. And don't forget as well, tomorrow night after the game, there will be a special quick podcast to go through all of the blows as these two heavyweights go at each other again.
Hi, Pep. For you, given your background as a player and a manager, how big is a game against Real Madrid?
Always have been and always will be. When you say Real Madrid, in this competition, always a big game.
Is it the game inside that motivates you the most?
No, it's special for me. Of course it is. Many times as a football player manager. But this doesn't count. Count is what you have to do to win tomorrow. And we have to judge something. We have not done really good in Bernabeu. The result was really good. And counting where you play, against the opponent you play, it's more than fine. But we have to perform a little bit better. Today we have the last training. We will talk about that and go for it.
Rob? Hi, Pep. Last year the questions would have been about whether your team had the mentality to win the Champions League. Could they do it? Could they get over the line? Obviously, you've answered those questions. So before a big game like this, do you feel like the pressure's off? Do you sense that for the players, the pressure is off a little bit?
I hope no. You need that pressure, feel that pressure, and that you don't want to lose the game. If you think, OK, we have done it already, we will not have this piece of hunger, you know, to compete against the teams. So it's true that the fact that we won it, we feel better all the season, comfortable, but you have to take the right energy. I think our people at home will help us a lot. So we sold out everything, and we need a lot of noise. We need a lot of presence of them, especially in bad moments, because what I said before the game in Madrid, so again, you are 90 minutes all the time. You are better. So there are moments that you have to suffer, then the results can be cannot be good, and we need them. They will be. I'm pretty sure of that, because they know we will be. So in this time of games, I'm not talking win or losing. I'm talking be present, be who we are. Always we have been in the last years, and had the feeling that we are prepared. We are prepared to perform well at maximum, our best. Otherwise, you cannot reach semifinals against teams like Madrid.
Hi, Pep. Historically, this is the most difficult week of the season, really, with the schedule of the Wednesday night and then the Saturday game. We've spoken about how tough it is for the players, but how demanding is it of you as well? How do you find the time to prepare for a massive game on Wednesday and a massive game Saturday?
I'm used. So
it's long days, sleepless nights.
It's better to be here than here. It's better to be in Wednesday, Saturday than don't be here. So I would not complain one second about that. So it's what it is. So say we have more days to prepare. Yeah, but it is what it is. So 24 hours a day is a lot. So you can find a way. You have a lot of people help you. Because what's important is not is to take the right decisions, and that is what is what you think more than the fact of work, because at the end we play last season against Madrid, last week we play, we know each other, they know us, we know them. We have to be aware, is to make some surprises like Carlo has done in the first game. And right mentality and ready to suffer and ready to it's never end until we end, in a good way and a bad way. So, and always we had momentums in Etihad Stadium, but we had these our momentums, and hopefully extending as long as possible. And in that way, always we can do it.
Hi, Pep. Can I ask you, Kyle Walker, back in the squad at the weekend, although he didn't play, Bernardo has just sat there and said, as the captain, he's so important to what you do, and he's pointed to those games where he's come up against opponents like Vinicius, like Mbappe, and how well he defends against them. What position is he in terms of his availability? Could he start, or is he available
to play? Always said the last one or two trains, he trains good, he feels some, but he feels good, his face, his mood, and I don't know from the beginning, I don't know on the bench, I don't know, but I think he will be with us tomorrow. And it's like Bernardo said, it's incredible good news for many reasons. So, but today now at 4, we had the last training session and we decide.
If he is available, how important is he in those matchups that Bernardo was talking about against those elite players?
Of course it's important. So in Europe, the physicality is massive importantly when you have to, at the end, football is how you challenge your opponent. And that tributes the quality from Kyle, everybody knows it, it's special. But he was not in Bernabeu, and all the guys were exceptional, because in Bernabeu we had a big, big problem, because Nathan was not there, Josko was until last minute, Kyle was not there. Should maybe have played with Josko there, left back John, and maybe Rodri central defender. So we had a big, big problem. Now today we are a little bit better. We arrive in a better positions to, you know, to switch some players and make some adjustment just in case we need it. So because they make a good effort. So it's important that Kyle and Nathan being in the bench, and they trained yesterday, and they feel good. After the training, I say, how you feel? Yeah, I feel good. That is a good news. After we decide.
Hi, Pat. Jude Bellingham's been Real Madrid's best player this season. He's probably England's best player, wanted by all of England's top clubs. What does it say about him as a person to have the confidence to go to somewhere like Madrid, be their best player, and not maybe make the easy choice to come somewhere?
I think Bellingham shows just arriving. So playing a top club like Madrid, Barcelona, the other one, is not easy to settle quick, and he settled on quicker. Settle quicker, so from the beginning the impact was huge in terms of goals, in terms of presence, and many things. Is, you know, at his age, so I think he feels and handles the pressure without a problem. Have a good, you know, mentality, and yeah, he's an exceptional player. So what can I say? You have to control him, take a look. What really, really, he does.
Would you like to see him in England?
Sorry.
Would you like to see him in England?
I don't know, it's a question for him. I think he can't for when he play national team in Wembley. So it's a question for him, I don't know.
Hi, Pep. Bernardo said earlier that he feels this Real Madrid side this season is stronger than the one you guys faced last season. Do you agree with that? And if so, what do you think about Real Madrid this season is better? What worries you about them this season?
Okay, maybe I would not say that I disagree with Bernardo, but I'm not completely agreeing either. So last season Madrid had a really, really good different ones, but Benzema he moved all the positions, and Luka Modric was playing more minutes, but Modric just the few minutes he played was amazing in Bernabeu. So I think it's exceptional team last season, the previous one, this one. Madrid always has a good team. This is my feeling. I know when I said good things about Madrid, the people don't believe me in Madrid. When I said some jokes or whatever, the people always believe I am taking the piece. It's not about that. So when I was a football player, when I'm a manager, I always have a good opinion about the quality, the history of Real Madrid. I have been that. What the people have to think about my comments, it's really, honestly, it's not my business.
David, whichever.
Hi, Pep. Bernardo was just in talking about how the players are motivated to become the first English team to do the treble twice and win the Premier League four times in a row, back-to-back Champions Leagues. To what extent can you use that as motivation for the players? Because we saw in the Netflix documentary that you used the chance to create history as a motivational tool. Is that something you can draw on again, the chance to create fresh history?
I'm not going to say don't feel this to my players. When they feel it, I have a different opinion. We are far away from that hypothetical dreams. So we are in the final FA Cup, when we are one or two games left with, three, four, 5 points advantage, and we are already in final championship. I will start to think about that. But before game against Madrid, we are, you know, you see yesterday Chelsea how strong they are on Saturday, and after, what is 2 points different when they need to play? When I was 2 points down Arsenal Liverpool, I was thinking we have to do our job. It's not over. Now we are two in front. It's not over. It's the same feeling I have the previous weeks when we draw against Arsenal and the people say, no chance of the computer. The computer, I don't know the computer, play right back or left back. I don't know how to discover that. When the computer say you don't have chance and now you have chance, so nothing changed for me. So it's 6 games. You have a lot of difficult games, home and away with opponents. We have, they have, both of them. And it's just one game at a time. A game at a time means Madrid tomorrow, what do you have to do to beat them? And a step by step. And when, honestly, I start to think in the travel when we beat United in the FA Cup final last season. And after I said, okay, one game, away to do something exceptional. But the success for me this season is because we are there. So after win the travel, still being in that position with the 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, depend the finals, FA Cup or Champions League, being in contention to be there, it's heads off, it's chapeau, it's incredible. But at the same time, we are here, extend this chance one more week. So, and this is what we try to do tomorrow and Saturday and next games.
Pep, when you played Real Madrid in the Champions League with Barcelona, particularly in 2011, I mean, there was so much noise off the pitch in those games. It was intense, toxic, extreme. Is it a relief almost now that it's just about the football? And in a way, does there feel less pressure on those games than you faced back in 2011?
Yeah, but it's what it is. So I want to tell you what it is. You could not control that time what happened. I cannot control what happened here. I can control here in front of you, my job, and the rest. Not do it. Of course, Madrid-Barcelona is so special for many, many reasons, for history. And when you play semi-final Champions League, or this, it's normal. But it looks like a long time ago. We live it there, experience that. Now it's different. Yeah, of course it's different. But at the same time, it's a football game. They want to beat us. We want to beat them. And I know. I had the feeling that we will perform well. We are excited, happy, nervous a little bit, have a mix of feelings before tomorrow. That is nice to have it. I said before your colleague, so it's better to be here than don't be. You know, it's a lot of games. Forget about it. In October, November, I complain a lot of games because the still is far away, but we are 1 month away, being in all competitions again after win 2 titles this season, 3 last season at home, that we believe we can do whatever we can with incredible energy, with our people. We feel safe, we feel protected, we feel support, we know we can handle the momentums, and we can do a lot of things in a few times. And yeah, from the beginning, we're going for it. We're going. We have a game plan. I believe in that. Yeah, we go. Win or lose. We lose against Madrid. Shake hands. Congratulations. For sure, we'll deserve it. We'll try. We're going to play for the fact that we reach semifinal. We deserve it. I want to play because we deserve to be in semifinal. This is what I want. And for that, we know exactly what we have to do. We know it.
Other English, please, guys.
Yeah. Hi. Bernardo said that we cannot compare this game, tomorrow night game, with last year game. So I would like to know which way tomorrow night's game will be really different. And is this week the most difficult week for your team of the season?
No. If yesterday we play against Madrid, the game last season, we play today will be different. So not any game is completely the same that the last season. So of course we'll not be like last season. We know it. They learn, we learn. It's impossible. We know each other better. So we know it. But in the same time, we will try to do what we have to do. And it's the most difficult week. It's what it is. I said before, I prefer, you know, to play. Oh, difficult. Yeah, it is. But the guys or the teams cannot play that. It's not difficult, but they cannot play it. And it's nice to be here again, you know. You know, you had the chance to be for 4 years in a row semi-final Champions League. This is something exceptional for a club like Manchester City. Exceptional. So we have the chance to be, 4 years in a row semi-final with 2 finals. And this is the dream. This is the target. This is what we have to try to do.
Hi, Bernardo. Last season, when you won everything, people said it's historic. It had only ever been done once before in English football. But yet here you are with the possibility of doing the same again. Are you at all surprised that this group has put itself in a position to do something that clearly has never been done before?
Well, not surprised, no, because this group has proved throughout the years that we're capable of getting to the final month of the season, fighting for all the competitions. And now it's where everything, all the tough things start, because it's not easy. It's not easy, obviously. That's why only two teams won the treble in English football, because it's not easy. But we're very happy to be in a position where we can fight for all of them, knowing that it's not easy. Our opponents are really, really good, but we're there. So we're really happy to be in this position. And it's another big challenge for us, yeah.
Sorry, where do we go to? Ben?
Hi, Bernardo. I just wonder, off the back of the weekend, with the way the results went, you played first, you won convincingly, you've then seen Liverpool and Arsenal drop points in the title race. Does it really feel now like that treble, that league title particularly, is right in your hands, and that this is a team that doesn't give that up very often, does it?
Well, it was obviously a very good weekend for us. We're not going to deny that, because personally I wasn't expecting both teams to drop points. And before, we didn't depend on ourselves, so we had to do our job and wait for them to drop points. And now the situation changed a bit, because we just depend on ourselves. If we do our job properly, we win the Premier League. So, yeah, happy with the results in the weekend, not going to deny that. But long way to go. So 2 weeks ago, when we played Arsenal, everything looked like it was gone. And now everything looks like Man City is going to win the Premier League. Maybe in 2 weeks, everything will change again. So football, that's why football is so beautiful, because things change so quick. And you need to be really focused game by game. It's not right to start thinking about travels and all these kind of things, because it's not realistic. It's game by game. We have Madrid tomorrow. Then on the weekend, we have another tough game against Chelsea in the FA Cup. Then we have the Premier League. And in 1 week, we could lose all three competitions as well. So we need to be really focused game by game to do our job well, and to extend this hope for one more week, maybe one more, and then eventually we'll do it again.
Paul.
Hi, Bernardo. You obviously beat Real Madrid 4-0 here last season. It's the best performance of the season. How much of that match have you watched back, and how much confidence does that give you, knowing that you could do that to them?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch the game back, so I only have the feeling of what we did on the pitch on that day. Two different seasons. It never happens. The same game in football, it never happens again. So I feel Madrid is stronger this season than they were last season. That was my feeling when we played them at the Bernabeu. And for sure, they'll want a bit of revenge for that result as well. So it's going to definitely be a very different game tomorrow.
Fred.
Bernard, tudo bem? I would like to ask you about Kroos and Modric, two of potentially the best midfielders that we've ever seen or lately in football. I would like to ask if they are inspirations for you. What do you take from their game, and what do you think about them nowadays?
Definitely role models and inspiration for me personally, because they play more or less in a position where I can play. And the consistency, you see, it's not just one or two seasons. They've been doing this for 15 years. Modric even longer, because he's a bit older than Toni Kroos. And after everything they achieved, they keep going, and they're just such an example for all the kids that are starting to play football, to see the way they behave on the pitch. And and how important and how collective. They don't think about themselves, they think about the team and the way they play, all the decisions they make, it's all about the team. And that's a big example for everyone that plays the game, and I think it's the way that the game should be played.
Bernardo, just going back to the Real game at home last year, it felt like Valverde said over the summer that it was the most difficult stadium he's ever played in, and mentioned the way that you play, but also the supporters. Are you able to just look back on the night as a whole and how you felt between yourselves and the fans and what that did for you?
Well, yeah, we had that feeling, and we still have the feeling that at home we're very strong with our people. And it just felt, after what happened the season before, when we were knocked out by Madrid at the Bernabeu, the way that happened, we wanted to put things right in a way for us. And that performance was also a bit of an apology to our fans in a way for what happened the season before, because we knew that we owe them another chance to win the competition, and we finally did it. And yeah, now this season, it's a different game for sure. Different teams, they had their signings, we had our signings and players that left. Different forms, so let's see what's going to happen tomorrow. But we're very confident because we play at home, knowing that we play against the kings of the competition. So we have a lot of respect for Madrid, and we know how tough it's going to be.
Hi, Bernardo. I just wanted to ask about Kevin De Bruyne. How did his absence affect your performance in the first leg, and how important is it that he's back for the second leg, and how will that change the way you play?
Well, Kevin, when Kevin is present, everything is different because he's one of the best players of our generation. So we're not going to deny that we're better without Kevin than with Kevin. So definitely a big boost for the team to have him back. And yeah, hopefully he's on a good day, because when he's on a good day, it's difficult to stop him.
Go here, please, Sam.
Hi, Bernardo. When you look at the season as a whole, and going back to October, November, December, when you were playing well but conceding a lot of goals, mm-hmm. not getting the results, but obviously now you've not lost since December, now started scoring a lot of goals, the mentality of Madrid last week to come back from setbacks, how do you explain the kind of ups and downs of this season? Has it been like a tactical development? Is it attitude, mental?
There's always an explanation, of course, but I think it's a mix of very different things. From a team that won the treble to come back, it's on a little bit of a hangover from winning the treble, and to have that hunger again, to go again every three days, it's not easy. Also, it was a mix of having a lot of players injured in that time, of having new players arriving to the team and big players that left. So our captain from last season, for example, Gundogan or Riyad Mahrez, people left, so new players had to adapt, and it's not easy to adapt to a new club. And then I remember it was a time where we had a lot of defenders injured, and we had also Rodri suspended, which no one can deny is a very important player for us. Kevin De Bruyne with a long injury. So everything put together, sometimes the team is not perfect. And our feeling inside the team and what we agreed and we really wanted to do was to fight the as much as we could to give ourselves a chance at the end of the season to still fight for all the competitions. No, not be 20 points ahead of Arsenal and Liverpool, but to be there with them to fight. And we're very happy that we could achieve this. And now we can fight for all the three competitions, even with the ups and downs that you said, they were true. There was a time in the season when the team was not playing well. We were not controlling the games. The games were very transitional games, which is not the way we like to play. We like to control the tempos. We were conceding a lot of chances, conceding a lot of late goals, which is not normal for our team. But yeah, with the effort of all of us, with a bit of extra from every player, we managed to get better, to be more solid, And as you said, I think since December or something that we haven't lost a football game. So we're happy to get to this part of the season with the chance to still fight for the three more most important competitions.
One more in English and then we'll move into Spanish. Jamie?
Hi, Bernardo. Hi. I understand that you take each game at a time and that's the only way you can be. But you could not only win the treble again, it'd be consecutive, you know, 2 years in a row. If that was to happen, you'd probably be the greatest team ever, I would suggest, because it's never been done before. Can that inspire you? I understand you have to, you know, take each game at a time, but can that inspire this team to sort of, you know...
Of course, obviously, inspiration and motivation, because we know how well this team has done in the last... I've been here, this is my seventh season. And we want to create that legacy, and we want to win another Premier League, to do 6 in 7 years and to do 4 Premier Leagues in a row. And we want to win the Champions League to win 2 in a row, that only Madrid did once, 3 in a row, but no one else won consecutive Champions League, if I'm not mistaken. And if we can win the 2 trebles in a row that no one did, that would be legacy. So that's definitely motivation, knowing that it's very, very difficult, because as I said, in 1 week we could be out of all the competitions. But we're fighting. We're fighting for it, and we're going to do everything in our power to each day be a step closer to that goal.